For 36 years, the Goldman Environmental Prize has celebrated everyday heroes who are showing us that every action has the power to turn apathy into positive change for the environment. Heroes like Bastiana Gurri and Olsi Nika, who helped create Europe's first Wild River National Park. Visit us at goldmanprize.org to discover the stories of this year's Goldman Environmental Prize winners. And learn how when it comes to protecting our planet, the doing makes the difference.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for members. Signature Select Classic Ham, shank half or whole, bone in while supplies last, just 89 cents per pound. Enjoy 1 pound strawberries or 6 ounce blueberries, raspberries, or blackberries. Buy two, get two free of equal or lesser value when you buy four. And mix and match Nabisco snack crackers, Ritz crackers, Cheetos, Doritos, Tostitos, or Sun Chips, selected varieties and sizes. Buy two, get two for free when you buy four. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
From the Stifel Financial Sports Studio, here is Tom Ackerman.
10 minutes from Curtis Francois, Worldwide Technology Raceway. Right now, let's talk hockey. Curtis likes hockey. He likes those St. Louis Blues. And that was a tough one yesterday. Going up 3-2. You got the third period ahead of you, and they just can't close the deal. Winnipeg wins it 5-3 over the Blues in game one of their Stanley Cup playoff series. Here is Blues coach Jim Montgomery.
Penalties, puck management, a little bit of her emotions.
This may be building on that, but at some point, this may be building on that. At some point, shots seem to become very hard to come by for your team. Is that something you stopped doing or something they started doing?
Probably a combination of both. I think we didn't hit the net on some of our opportunities.
Jim, obviously they put a lot of pressure on your breakouts, but what did you do wrong? What can you do better getting the puck out?
I got to look the film over. You know, right now, I wouldn't have a real educated answer for you. I mean, both teams are forechecking. It's the playoffs. You're going to forecheck hard. I didn't think our puck management and decision making was quick enough.
That said, when you were in your defensive zone, as the game went on, they seemed to be able to have a lot more puck control and extended control. Is there something that you could do better to, well, clearly, but is something, what could you do to kind of interrupt the momentum they were able to build in your zone as the game went on?
Our habits weren't very good tonight. Defensively, we weren't very good tonight. We'll grow. We'll get better.
Just your take on that breakaway save on Kyrou kind of late in the second, which obviously could have made it a two-goal game. Do you feel like if someone could get up to, that might have changed the look of that game?
That's a hard one to answer. You know, with the way we played in the third, I don't know if two would have been enough.
Jim, what makes Strike Play and Connor such a kind of dynamic duo as they've been for a number of years?
Skill and talent. They make plays, poised plays. I mean, that game-winning goal is a high-end play.
I don't know what you thought of the run of penalties early on in the game for both teams, but the one that sort of caught my eye was maybe the Zach Goldin cross-check there in the third. I wonder if that felt like it changed momentum a little bit for you.
You know, I don't know. I can't take that penalty in the playoffs. I do know that. I thought we killed the penalty pretty good. You know, I can't say it built momentum for them, but I know it took us from a situation where I thought we were a little bit in control, and then we weren't.
Was the PK one of the bright spots for this game?
We gave up one, so, you know, we got to be a little bit better on the PK. All in all, I thought it was a really good hockey game, you know. But we are going to grow, and we're going to get better from this. That's what we have to do, you know. If we want to make it a series, we're going to have to get better. We're going to have to control our emotions better. We're going to have to manage the puck better. We're going to have to win more battles.
Jim, 8 hits for Braden in the first period, and you feel like he really helped set the tone for your group?
Braden Shen's an incredible competitor, and he's our leader. He sets the tone really well for us every night.
That's Jim Montgomery. Monty has a way of being very insightful and not using a lot of words. He can just cut right to it. I really like listening to him. Did you notice? I don't know if he distracted you, but it did for me. There was somebody asking questions that sounded just like him. like who was on mic there. It sounded like Monty asking Monty a question. I don't know why it did, but it did. But I thought he answered those questions really well. And I do think that game two will be incredibly competitive. At least that's my hope, that the Blues can match the Winnipeg Jets again, and this time overtake them in the third period rather than let the third period get away from them. Here is Jordan Binnington, Blues goaltender. He made 21 saves.
Yeah. You know, we had the lead, and obviously they're going to press a little more, and that's just the game of hockey. But, you know, I feel like we played a hard game. A lot of good things to take away from this game for sure. And it's just back to the drawing board for the next game. It's one game at a time, and we know that. It's whether you win or lose, you got to focus on that next game. So,
is the effectiveness of the penalty kill one of those pluses to take from this game?
For sure. I think we were strong tonight on the kill and at key times also. And then the power play was good too, finding ways to execute our game plan. So, yeah.
You guys are so effective with your breakout passes and, you know, guys getting the puck out of the zone, but it didn't seem like, you know, a lot was materializing with that, especially in the third. You know, what could you do differently as a group to kind of help that?
I think, you know, just communicate and maybe take a look at the film here and come up with a good game plan for the next game. And, yeah, just communication and get to your spots and trust each other. I think we'll be all right.
So the young guys on this team is a good – good exposure to this to get them into the Stanley Cup playoffs?
Yeah, absolutely. It is a crazy atmosphere out there. It's loud, and obviously with the whiteout is intense and could be intimidating at first, but I think we weathered the storm, came out playing well, and you know, emotions get high sometimes, and I think we'll learn to along the way just keep our composure and just play between the whistles.
You made two great saves earlier in the game on Connor. It's just tough to keep a guy like that off the board. Just what happened with his shot?
Yeah, I you know, Scheifele came around the top, and it was tough to find where he was through the traffic there. And, you know, he's good at finding those holes, and he got a good shot off. So, you know, it is what it is, and that's life of a goaltender. You got to regroup and focus on the next one.
Yeah, it was a big-time goal there at the end. Jordan Binnington, a lot of postseason experience and some good words of advice for his teammates and for everybody watching. Here is a guy with a ton of experience as well. This is Blues captain Braden Schenn.
Getting anything going?
Yeah, well, I think they obviously forechecked us well, and I think we got to be a little bit better executing our breakouts and you know, winning lines and you know, getting to our forecheck game. So, you know, give them credit. They did a good job in the third period and learn from mistakes.
And that's exactly what they're going to try to do, learn from their mistakes. We'll take a break. Curtis Francois with us on the other side of things. Sports on a Sunday morning on KMOX.